Our next guest had a big week last week as he was drafted in the third round, lucky number 77 overall to the Los Angeles Chargers. Of course, he grew up in Brampton, Ontario, was playing at Tennessee last season. Josh Palmer joins us. Josh, welcome to the show. Congratulations on being drafted by the Chargers. How you doing?
Thank you so much, and I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show. Really, I really appreciate it.
Hey, well, first of all, your Twitter handle, I got to love it, Flower City's Own. That's your handle. Is Brampton is known as the Flower City? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is. I actually figured that out long time ago when I was probably in high school. And then, you know, obviously everybody knows who Drake is, and his Instagram was October's very own. His Instagram, he was known as October's very own, so I kind of just twisted it into my own.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. And I'm sure, lots of your friends and everybody in Brampton, former teammates and coaches, pretty jazzed up to see somebody who played for the Burlington Stampeders, makes it all the way to the NFL as a draft pick in the third round. So I want to go back and talk a little bit about kind of your football career and when you got started. I know you were a track star as well. You played basketball. When did you kind of think, hey, I'm pretty good at football, and were you always a receiver?
I grew up playing football along with basketball and soccer, so I was always juggling all three sports growing up, you know. And when I first started, everybody plays quarterback, but I never threw the ball. Probably threw the ball like three times the whole entire season, and then that wasn't until I really got to high school. Going into my sophomore year is when I finally decided that football was going to be the sport I was going to choose. And at that time, I retired basketball and I stopped playing soccer going into probably high school. I stopped playing soccer.
Now, and then you transferred to Fort Lauderdale in Florida to St. Thomas Aquinas High School. How difficult of a conversation with that was to convince your mom and dad to let you go?
It was actually a family decision, so it wasn't that hard to convince them. We knew what I wanted to achieve when I was going to move down there, which was getting recognition and, you know, potentially going to a university for football. And that was the goal, so it wasn't really that hard of a decision. You know, once we figured out all the things that needed to happen when I was going to move down there, it made it quite an easy transition.
Okay, so I guess it's kind of similar to people here. Like if you're playing junior hockey and all of a sudden you're moving away from home, a lot of times, though, you're not moving out of the country. Maybe you're moving across a province or two, or, you know, down the street to a different town in Ontario to chase the junior hockey dream. So it's just moving away. The education's different. So did you billet? Who did you live with when you were there?
I lived with my aunt and uncle, my dad's sister.
Oh, okay. So family. So that's a little bit better, I would think.
Yeah.
Mom and dad know that, aunt's got the watchful eye on you. So now you're there. Yeah. You're there for a few years. And is it true that you had committed to Syracuse, but then you decommitted and opted to play at Tennessee?
Yes.
What led to that that decision to decommit and then choose Tennessee at the end?
Tennessee was just the place for me. I felt a strong connection when I was down at Tennessee, and I had great relationships with the players and the coaches that were there. And I when you have that gut feeling, I just followed my gut, and I knew Tennessee was the place where I needed to be.
Josh Palmer joins us, a third round pick of the LA Chargers in last week's NFL draft. So Josh, just kind of explain the chat. Well, you go from Canada to play, and then you go to Fort Lauderdale, and you're getting more scouts are watching you. Then you go to college, and it's just, I look in your stats and you're getting better every year. Where have you improved most as a receiver the last few years of Tennessee?
I would definitely say my route running and body control. Understanding my movements, understanding where I'm supposed to go, why I'm supposed to go there, being able to read defenses, just the complete game is where I felt like I've improved a lot. I still definitely feel like there's major improvements that still I need to continue working on, which I dedicate myself every day to. But I feel like those would be the main things that I definitely got better at when I was at Tennessee.
Your senior season, like a lot of other seniors, was cut short due to COVID. You only played 9 games. You still had a really good season, 4 touchdowns, 33 receptions, 475 yards. Was it a challenge, or because everybody was in the same boat, it wasn't that stressful going into your draft in a shortened season?
What I tried to focus on was the things I could control. And, you know, I couldn't control the COVID, and I couldn't control getting tested every day, every morning before practice. So what I tried to focus on was how I could help my team win games, and whatever we had to do in terms of COVID, I would just follow the instructions and follow the trainers, because we trust them, and we would just come in ready to work and get better as a football team.
Now, everybody's an individual for sure. Are there certain receivers that you feel, you know, that our listeners would know in the NFL that you pattern maybe your game after, say, hey, you know what, I like the route running, or, you know, like how they protect the ball? How would you describe, you know, you're 6'2", 210 pounds, so obviously you're a big physical receiver, very fast, but, you know, how's your style? Who would you compare yourself to?
I like to study Keenan Allen, and it's funny as it may sound, now I'm going to the Chargers, so
yeah,
I'll be able to learn a lot from him. I also study Julio Jones and Devontae Adams a lot.
And when you're studying them, what are you watching for?
Different things. You know, different receivers show different things. So when I watch Keenan Allen, I just watch his body control, the way he manipulates defenders, comes in and out of his routes. Julio Jones, the way he comes off the ball, the way he can make explosive plays, the way he attacks the ball. Devontae Adams, you know, is really famous for his releases. So those are things that I try to focus and pull out while I'm watching film and try to emulate that into my game while I'm training.
Chargers draft pick, a wide receiver, Josh Palmer, Canadian, of course. Now, Josh, what's the plan next for you? Do you go to minicamp? How is it going to be different this year? Do you have a plan yet on when the Chargers bring you in?
I know that I report on the 12th. there is going to be a rookie minicamp. In terms of it being virtual or in a classroom setting, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But those are the next steps.
Now, I mentioned the receivers you look at. You have a pretty good young quarterback who's going to be throwing you the ball, Justin Herbert. I'm sure you probably were watching the games. You're a football fan. You were watching them last year. Like any receiver is going to say, hey, maybe you're only as good as your quarterback, and your quarterback sometimes can make you look even better. Pretty excited when the Chargers call you, and you're just like, damn, I'm going to be catching balls from Herbert.
Yeah, it was exciting. Like everyone knows how great of a quarterback Justin is, and you know, I was texting him the other day, like how excited I was to finally be able to come out, or not finally be able to come out, but that if I could leave that same night I got drafted, I would be there the next day, the next morning, throwing rounds, get in the facility, and get into work. So that was a good conversation. But yeah, I can't wait to get on there and start working with him.
Did you ever play against him when you were at Tennessee and he was at Oregon?
No, I never did.
Okay. Josh Palmer joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. So you go to that camp, and this year you don't really know what it's like. Have you reached out to anyone else kind of what to expect going to the NFL now? And obviously, like, now it's a job. Like, you were at school, and obviously, you know, school was pretty important, and you had the dream of going pro, but now it's your job. How does the focus change for you suddenly?
It was, I would say, going into my senior year, I tried to force myself to treat college as if I was already in the NFL in terms of being a professional, learning how to be a professional, operating like a professional football player. I have a lot of conversations with NFL veterans within my agency, or whenever we have talks on the NFLPA or during the combine period. They were just, the one thing that they would always bring up is learning how to be a professional. So in this off season, the past 4 months training, I've just been learning how to do that. And now it's just, I'm ready to go and just do it now. Now that it's my job, and, you know, I'm 100% committed to the sport. Now I have a lot more free time now that I don't have to worry about classes and things like that. You know, being a professional is something that you have to learn how to be, especially now that this is my profession. But you know, that's one thing that I definitely do hear a lot is learning how to be professional. So I try to do that day in and day out.
Josh Palmer joins us, wide receiver, the LA Chargers, drafted in the third round last week. Can you go a little bit more in depth on how you define becoming a professional? What have you had to change? What have you had to improve on to become more of a pro?
Well, for one, building your own schedules, workout schedules, whether that's weight room, field work, medicals, like getting rehab or just preventative things, building that schedule, nutrition, sleep, when you're going to wake up. You know, everything has to be scheduled, using your calendar a lot more. Pretty much every decision that is made towards your sport has to be premeditated, and you have to know exactly what you have to do, when you have to do it, how you have to do it. Pay attention to your body, studying your plays, studying your playbook, studying your film, really everything that you can do possibly for the sport, just doing it on a consistent basis.
Josh, for you, you've been away from your family a little bit. Were you able to get home with your mom and your two sisters and your dad and just kind of take some time in? Because obviously, you know, now that you go pro, you know, the chances of being around them probably even diminish a little bit more.
I was able to experience that with them, you know. But I don't like to say, but. I'm used to not seeing my family for a long time, so it's just kind of something that I'm used to now. Especially when I lived in Florida, I wouldn't see my parents for a year at a time, or maybe I would see them maybe once or twice a year because it was harder then. But yeah, I'm kind of used to it now, and they're used to it. But you know, my mom hates not being able to see me that long, and my dad hates it too. But yeah, I was able to experience this moment with them, and it was special.
Who's more of the fired up mom or like excitable, not crazy parent, but just who's more excitable at your games, mom or dad?
I think both really. I never really look into the crowd to see who's the most excited, but when the game is over, they always have a big smile on their face.
Yeah, I guess I was more so just like not that you would look up in the crowd, obviously in college, although that would be funny, I guess, to see what they're doing. But just in the conversations with them, like, is your dad a big football guy? Did he play football himself, or is he just a fan like a lot of us?
No, he played football growing up. He played. He topped out at college. He played at University of Windsor.
Okay.
So he's a huge football fan. And my mom is just a loving mom who supports her son 100%. So whenever I do something good, she's excited.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, who was your NFL team prior to being drafted? Who did you have allegiance to?
I didn't have any allegiance to anybody. I didn't really have any, like, that's my team right there. I kind of just used to watch a lot of receivers. So whenever I had a receiver that I wanted to really watch and study throughout the game, that's a team I would cheer for, or just okay, watch to learn.
Now, what about growing up in Ontario? Were you a CFL fan at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't watch a lot of football growing up, though.
No, you just played it more like a lot of kids. What about hockey? You ever play hockey?
No, street hockey.
Street hockey? That's no, hey, street hockey counts. Nothing wrong with that. How do you look in powder blue? Because I'll say this about the Chargers. Their powder blue jerseys might be the best in the NFL.
Their jerseys are definitely the best in the NFL. And I can't wait to finally be able to put one on, really. You know, I'm going to be really excited. Maybe that's when all my excitement will kick in, when I'm finally down there being able to ball with some dogs.
Well, Josh, congratulations. A huge honor being drafted 77th overall in the 2021 NFL draft by the Los Angeles Chargers. My producer, Connor, is like a huge Chargers fan, like diehard Chargers fan. So he'll probably be bugging you a few times over the next few years to get you back on the show and following your progress. So continued success and congratulations.
All right. Thank you so much.